Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, you might recall that over the last few months, we've been paying very close attention to what developments we're seeing within the retail shopping center environment in South Africa. Why does it matter? Because for many of us, this is our touch point, right? With the retail experience, where we buy our groceries, where we go out to hang out with friends and loved ones, or even try to make sure that we're able to acquire particular assets that we'd like to enjoy. And we kept you abreast of what's been happening with Four Ways Mall in particular. But now we're shifting to the other side of town, closer to Linksfield, as well as the likes of Edenvale, where a popular retail spot called the Neighborhood Square Shopping Center in Linksfield is now participating in a transfer deal out of Burnstone, and of course now including co-owners of Flanagan and Gerhard, together with Burnstone keeping the 50% of the share of the center. But someone who knows more about the deal and who knows more about the success of retail centers and what is required is Paul Gerhard, who joins us as Managing Director at Flanagan and Gerhard. Such a pleasure to have you with us again, Paul. A delight to touch base with you.
Thank you. Yes, can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear. Fantastic.
Well, thank you for having me again. Last time we chatted Four Ways Mall, which we are currently still busy with, but the Neighborhood Square is a very cool little thing that's popped onto our portfolio in the last week when we took transfer of 50% of the ownership of the Neighborhood Square with our co-owners, the Burnstone Group, which used to be called Investec Property Fund.
Yes. Tell us more about this, Paul, because clearly it seems as though yourself and your team have been on the prowl across the city and the province. But as you say, this came across your table this past week. And if I'm not mistaken, Neighborhood Square is a fairly new shopping center, less than 3-4 years old?
Yeah, correct. It actually opened middle COVID. I think it was maybe August 2020. And despite that, it's traded exceptionally well. How we were able to secure 50% ownership is a miracle, and very lucky, because I know the likes of Ivan Saltzman from Dis-Chem was keen on the site. There was a whole bunch of other property owners out there that were keen to buy the site. And because we have a close relationship with Burnstone and they had a right of first offer on the property, they wanted us to partner with them so that we could bring some of our retail skills to the table.
Yeah, that's really well done. As many businessmen often say, sometimes luck is what you need on your side. And as you've described this, a little miracle, really. And it's one that, as you say, not only has caught you by surprise, has come on board quite quickly, but is a little miracle that you're also looking to expand on and contribute to. Maybe let's start off firstly by understanding the operating environment at Neighborhood Square and what essentially needs to be changed here, because it seems like a very different shopping dynamic in comparison to Four Ways Mall.
Yes, so the Neighborhood Square, there's actually not a lot that needs to be done. The Investec, the developer Investec Property Group, did a superb job. They brought in Fresh X Checkers, which is that new concept checkers that you see popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. A Dis-Chem, and more recently they opened a Woolworths at the end. And together with that, they've brought in some really exciting, fresh, independent, only owner-operated restaurants within the mix. There's George's Grill, which is he's a restaurant superstar, and a few others. And so it's a really cool mix. But what we could do is we could tweak it to make it fit the market better. So that market is exceptionally strong because, firstly, I mean, obviously Bedford View, Linksfield is a higher income area. Mm-hmm. But what makes it so good is the fact that it's on the corner of or diagonally opposite Saheti School, and a stone's throw away from St. Andrews and King David Linksfield, which is the popular juris school mm-hmm. on that side of the world. So you've got a really strong market and a really nice opportunity for mommies to drop their kids off at school and then go and do a shop, Woolies, mm-hmm. Dis-Chem, Checkers shop. So yeah, it's a good center.
So if what
fits with our model.
It definitely fits with your model, and also speaks to, I guess, a nice mix of consumers and customers who would actually add more foot traffic to the shopping center. I'm keen to understand, you're obviously picking this up at a very unique time where we're well aware that South African consumers have been under pressure. Does the timing of this particular acquisition and expectations of softening of interest rates, I guess, just speak to the competitiveness of the shopping centre that, that you've aligned yourself with?
So we don't buy on a cyclical basis. We're long-term property people, and so we look at the fundamentals of the property rather than try to time the market when buying things. And this property is so similar to some of the other centres we've developed in the past, like Morningside Shopping Centre and Nicolway, and it's got such a good trade area. The fundamentals are there. It's very different to Four Ways. It's not meant to be a center that you're going to spend hours browsing and then doing a bit of watching a movie and that kind of stuff. It's really get in, get your groceries, meet your mates for a cup of coffee in between, pick up your dog food, get some booze for the weekend. It's a simple, convenient center, but what makes it exciting is the unique elements of the restaurants, like Morningside Shopping Center, owner operators, quality restaurants. So, and obviously because of the people, the consumers in the area, the restaurants perform. So, we're going to try and bring some of our own flavor in terms of restaurants over the course of the next few years into the shopping center. But there's not a lot that we need to do to make it better. We just need to make sure that we bring retail that the consumers of that area want. Mm,
this is so intriguing. As you say, you know, bring the retail that the consumers of that area want. And I want to backtrack slightly for many South Africans who typically don't actively participate in retail property or development deals to actually understand the complexities here, because this is not just like, I guess, signing the transfer papers, you know, paying off the lawyer's fees and getting the title deed once you've settled your bond. This naturally has a lot more complexities, right? Because there needs to be a revenue model to it, but also understanding how this commercial project fits within being within a city and needing to pay for services as well in the local municipality. How does it work? And I guess this is really a question out of interest, Paul, for those of us who aren't aware of some of the intricacies that are involved with purchasing or acquiring or developing a property.
Okay, so retail property is very unique in that the market-related rental for a retail property is really a function of the turnover that the property can generate. So not all retail is created equal. But, you know, like with offices, P-grade offices are P-grade offices. And they generally, it's what your building cost is, and then it's a return on that building cost. And that's how they get to what premium-grade offices, P-grade offices come to. And the same happens with industrial. It's what the building cost is. Retail is different. Retail is more aligned to the turnover that can be generated from the shop. And so then what happens is your value is then directly related to the turnover, because if your rental is a function of the turnover, and your rental is what then determines value. So if the tenants are performing really well, by definition, their rental will go up proportionately with their turnover. Gotcha. And that's a different conversation. When we look at a shopping center like that, if we were looking at buying it, what we would look at would be the cost of occupancy, which is the rental divided by the turnover. So where the rental as a percentage of the turnover is low, it means your propensity to grow rental is better than where your rent as a function of turnover is high. The rental can grow without the turnover growing, and it'll still be affordable for the tenant to pay. And it'll still be in line with their expectations of rent for the amount of turnover that they're generating. And in this instance, the neighborhood square, the rent to turnover was very low relative to our portfolio. So it meant that despite the fact that it's got the Checkers and the Dis-Chem and the Woolies, its ability to grow from a rental point of view is very good. And so for us, even though we bought it at quite a sharp price, well, we thought at the time, it seems to be doing really well. Because if you remember, we bought this, we physically signed the papers maybe 6 months ago, maybe even longer. It had to go through the Competition Commission for approval because of the quantum of rands and cents that was involved. And then obviously all the other transfer processes. So, and since we signed the paperwork, the center has grown from strength to strength. So we're very excited.
I can imagine. I can hear the excitement. Oh, Paul, the festive season is going to be a beautiful one for you. Any surprises we should look out for as we head our way into the latter part of the year?
At the neighborhood square. Well, the neighborhood square, there may be new restaurants opening up with really good operators. But I mean, once again, there's not much I said earlier that we can do to make the shopping center like way better. It's already got the three probably best retailers at the moment from a performance point of view that are complementary to one another in the Checkers Fresh X, the Disc M, and the Woolies. So, you know, like that's that customer in that area, those are their three main staples. And so, you know, they're going to keep shopping, and we're going to try and bring in other retailers. You know, like we brought in the Thule shop, which is the guys that do the bags and the tow bars for your bicycles.
Yes.
We brought in the JJ Kale, which does it's a tobacconist, which offers high end cigars as well as other tobacco related products, and Wellness Warehouse, which is your your basics from a health point of view. So they, you know, over time, bit by bit, we'll just try and improve the mix. But it's a process, and it's going to take years it's never really perfect. It's constantly evolving. You'll see Morningside Shopping Centre. We've added a Burnt, which is the activewear shop, which is new, and Carol Boys has come in, and there's it's constantly changing. We just got to try and always look at what the customer of the area wants, and that's retail is all about that. You've got to put yourself in the shoes of the customer, and you've got to, from the moment that you get in your car till the moment that you've made the purchase, you've got to look at what's going to make the customer want to come back, what's going to make the experience fulfilling. Because ultimately, you can buy stuff online, especially in the metros of Joburg. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy stuff, you can buy it online. What you want is that experience to be a good one. And once you can't obviously have a cup of coffee with your mates online, or you can, but it's not as exciting. So, shopping centers aren't going to go anywhere. What's happening in our world is shopping has become multidimensional. They call it
omnichannel.
Omnichannel. That's it. Sorry, my brain went a bit slow for a second, but that's it. Problem. And it has to be that way. And you know, the online retailers, if you look at the Checkers 60-60 model, it went for a long period of non-profitability.
Mm.
And it's still not a very profitable model, but it's a service that the customer demands. And that's why it's made Checkers such a success. And every business needs that.
Paul, I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to. I guess the next time I go to Morningside Shopping Centre, next time I pop by the neighbourhood square, I actually haven't been there. I'll certainly, walk with a boastful smile, thinking I know Paul of Flanagan and Gerard. So I'll put it that way.
You know,
yeah.
If you ever want to come, we have our offices at Morningside Shopping Centre. You should pop in and say, how's it?
Oh, definitely. Oh, I certainly will now. On that note, though, Paul, there's a very intriguing WhatsApp tweet we have from one of our listeners who's actually commenting on the success of building successful shopping centres. And he says the trick about developing shopping centres is to get the parking right. Parking first, then all other things flow. And he references a bad case study of a development in Forest Hill. Your thoughts on this? Is it true? What do we need to take out of it?
So Forest Hill, yes, he's partially right with Forest Hill. I think Forest Hill's problem is more than just parking. It's accessibility. But once again, at Forest Hill, they've also built a half level up and half a level down in the middle of the center, which makes it difficult for a person to push their trolley straight from their supermarket into their car. Mm. And we as South Africans, we like convenience and we like easy. And so when you make it less convenient and less easy, they're like, well, I'll find somewhere else to shop. Mm. And Forest Hill has gone through its own processes, and I don't think I should comment more on that. But he is right. And that's one of the reasons why people are angry with Four Ways, is that the parking isn't perfect. But if you go there now, you'll notice we've created the two lanes in and two lanes out, as I promised,
yes,
for the entertainment, which makes it so much easier. But it's a long process, and it's going to get better at Four Ways, and you have to bear with us. But he's absolutely right. Parking is critical. I mean, like at Morningside and Nicolway and some of our other centers, we've made the parking bays wider to accommodate the shopper with the SUV, because often parking bays are too narrow, and then you can't get out your car without bashing another car. And so you just got to try and find things that are going to make the customer a little bit more comfortable with going to the shopping center, like ticketless parking, like at MIT, for instance.
Yes.
And there's many other things. You want to make sure you have Wi-Fi in the center so that the customer, if they've, uh, if they've, if they come from overseas and they're going from Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi, they've got the ability to get free Wi-Fi. That's an essential, and you'll find if you travel anywhere in the world, there's free Wi-Fi availability at every shopping center, at every airport. And it should be like that in South Africa, but, you know, not everybody does it.
Definitely. Paul, super excited for you and appreciate the update you've given us on Four Ways Mall. I will hear from our listeners who've popped by there to actually see the activity that's taken place. And again, congratulations. This is a significant deal, 380 million rand in terms of the transfer between yourselves as well as the team. This is for you, Paul.
Cheers. It's very exciting. We're very happy. And thank you for having me on your show. It's really been a pleasure.
Anytime. Really appreciate you availing yourself. That's Paul Gerard, cool. Who's the Managing Director of Flanagan & Gerard, joining us this evening. Number one, we got an update around the impact at Four Ways Mall. So if any of you have been there, do feel free to share your feedback. And perhaps we can also pass it on to Paul and his team if there are any improvements that need to be made or positive feedback you want to share. But more than that, they've, as Paul has described, experienced the miracle of participating in a deal where they now own 50% of neighborhood square shopping center in Linksfield. So for any of you who might frequent that area or go there, do share your thoughts with us. Quite a significant deal, and of course shows the levels of sustainability and competitiveness we see in the retail space.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.